And here's the ending. Look at verse 12. Sanctified living is commanded. It's not optional. Verse 12, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, because of chapter 1 and 2, the justifying death of Christ, chapter 3 and 4 says, put on. That's an imperative. And what we're supposed to put on is Christ's personality. And look what it is. Tender mercies, splankna, a term that is understanding deeply someone else's pain. Because of Christ's grace opened to us through his death on the cross, we now can feel compassion. The next word, kindness. This, because of Christ's grace that opened to us through his death on the cross, we can now express his kindness. I can love my neighbor. I can love even my enemy. No, I can't. Christ in me can. Christ in me is tender mercies. Christ in me is kind. Christ in me, there's our word, is humble. Paul here calls us to humbleness of mind. He says, put on humility. It's often been said that humility was a virtue created by Christianity. In classical Greek, there's not even a word for humility. It wasn't a virtue they sought. Christianity brought it. And because of Christ's grace opened to me through his death on the cross, he can now make me wear his humility in my thoughts, in my actions, and all through life. Do you know what this verse says? I can go through life and invite Jesus every day to clothe me with his humility, which means I want more of you showing, talking, acting, thinking, behaving, and less of me. And it's not alone. You can't just pick that one out and say, let's have that one. It's a set. It's all of 12 through 14. It's meekness. It's long-suffering. It's bearing with one another. It's all of those things. And it's rounded out in verse 14. But above all these, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. What's the bottom line? Why not walk in the power of his grace today? Pride cuts off the flow of grace. Humility, saying, I don't want that pride. I want your grace poured out, and I want Christ lived out.